Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to worship this morning. It is World Communion Sunday. It's a very special day in the United Methodist Church, or it really across all churches. A day when most churches decide to have communion, whether they would have had it the first Sunday of the month or not. And we celebrate that we are all one and that we are all unified through sharing the meal of Christ together. Was there anything else we wanted to announce? All right, then let us take a moment to prepare our hearts and minds to worship God. Let us rise in body or in spirit for our call to worship. From troubled times and difficult walks,
we come to the arms of Christ.
From separate journeys and diverse experiences,
we gather to worship as one.
As brothers and sisters in Christ,
we come to God who welcomes us here.
And let us pray. Holy God, as we gather in your glorious presence, come and make us whole. As we come together to celebrate the gifts of life, love, and grace, which you offer to us freely given, make our hearts grateful. Guide us that we may receive your teachings and walk in your truth. Shepherd us on this path that when we encounter a stranger, we will welcome them in your name as a friend. Strengthen our holy communion, that we may create a community of belonging where all are included and where your grace finds us together in unity and love. Amen.
Good morning. Our reading is from Mark 10, 2 through 16. Some Pharisees wanted to test Jesus, so they came up to him and asked him if it was right for a man to divorce his wife. Jesus asked them, "What does the law of Moses say about that?" They answered, "Moses allows a man to write out divorce papers and send his wife away." Jesus replied, "Moses gave you this law because you are so heartless. But in the beginning, God made a man and a woman. That's why a man leaves his father and mother and gets married. He becomes like one person with his wife. Then they are no longer two people, but one. And no one should separate a couple that God has joined together." When Jesus and his disciples were back in the house, they asked him about what he had said. He told them, "A man who divorces his wife and marries someone else is unfaithful to his wife. A woman who divorces her husband and marries again is also unfaithful." Some people brought their children to Jesus so that he could bless them by placing his hands on them. But his disciples told the people to stop bothering him. When Jesus saw this, he became angry and said, "Let the children come to me. Don't try to stop them. People who are like these little children belong to the kingdom of God. I promise you that you cannot get into God's kingdom unless you accept it the way a child does." Then Jesus took the children in his arms and blessed them by placing his hands on them. The word of the Lord.
Friends, will you pray with me, please? Eternal God, we are blessed to be invited to the table of our Lord with all of our Christian sisters and brothers on this worldwide communion Sunday. May we feel the strength of your church universal. May we deepen our commitments. May we have our vision elevated. And may our mission in this time and this place be made clear. Save your church from sinfulness and foolishness. Help us to refrain from baptizing our opinions and prejudices and then assume they're supported by your gospel. Remind us of the biblical truth that judgment begins with the house of God and we are not to judge one another. We pray for our fragile world where choices are being made in hatred, where violence is being planned and perpetrated, where any human being turns away from a neighbor in anger. We pray that you would give your church a faith which is as powerful and influential as a grain of mustard seed and whose influence is felt throughout the world. Give us the faith that we hold the key to a power that we've left untapped, that though we individually feel we have little to offer, you can multiply the effects of our efforts. Give us the faith that boldly puts forth our gifts and refuses to minimize them, to believe that we can overcome the world. This faith comes to us through God. We lift up all of these prayers in the name of Jesus, who taught us when we pray to call God our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Restored, break the bread.
So friends, this is World Communion Sunday. This is a day when we observe and we celebrate our unity with all people who follow Jesus all around the world. We honor that unity by having communion together, but we also think about what that unity could mean. This image that God has for us, this purpose that God has for us of welcoming all people, all of his children to his church. So I wanted to do something special and something kind of different for World Communion Sunday. And over the summer, I found this book that I started talking to the kids about a minute ago. And I knew it was perfect for today, and I fell in love with it right away. So I wanted to share it with you. Everything that you're going to see in the pictures in this book, they're inspired by a real church. It's in San Francisco, California, and the name of the church is Glide Memorial Church. The author, Gail Pittman, is a professor of psychology and women and gender studies at Sacramento City College in California. Her life's work, both in and outside of her classroom, has been all about inclusion. It's been all about, what does it mean to really love everyone? What does it mean to really welcome everyone? What does it look like if we really create space for everyone and honor all forms of diversity? What would our world look like if we made space in the table for everyone? And in particular, in a diverse society, how do we honor what makes each person so unique while also uniting everybody with what we have in common? She feels so strongly about this that she rejoiced when she found the Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco because she found that this church does those things so beautifully. So she paired up with an artist who could make illustrations for her to tell a story about this church and churches like it that really practice true inclusion. As a model for the rest of us, what would that inclusiveness look like in our churches? So this is an example for us. I'm going to read through this book for you, then I'm going to click through these pictures. The way that the book is written, the pictures are extremely detailed. And the words are very simple. So I'll be reading it to you very, very slowly so that you can just look at these beautiful illustrations about what a church for all would really look like. So, Sunday waking. Day is breaking. Let's go to our church for all. Church bells ringing, joyful noises, choir singing, laughing voices, candles glowing and banners flowing. Come enter our church for all. Weak and healthy, neat and messy, poor and wealthy, plain and dressy, all embracing, spirit gracing, each one at our church for all. Bodies wiggling, mommies reading, children giggling, and daddies pleading, toddlers flailing, and babies wailing. There's room at our church for all. Hands receiving, hands connecting, hearts believing, hearts accepting. Feel the spirit. Can you hear it? It's here at our church for all. So thank you for indulging me in that. It gives us a lot to think about. Can we imagine that kind of inclusion? Can we imagine belonging to a church with that kind of spirit, with that kind of openness? This is the kind of inclusion that Jesus wants for us. And until our churches are truly churches for all, where everyone comes exactly as they are, and where we come to celebrate being one in the body of Christ, we all still have more work to do. And we join together in that work, extending the table wider and wider and doing every little bit that we can until no one feels excluded and this truly is a church for all. One of the biggest stumbling blocks that tends to hold churches back from being able to achieve that vision of a church for all, of full inclusion, is exactly the thing that held back Jesus' first century followers, the thing that he comes up against in this gospel reading, this bit of being super legalistic, of clinging to a really narrow understanding of what we think we've been taught is right and what we think we've been taught is wrong, and in particular, who we think we've been taught is right and who we think we've been taught is wrong, and a very narrow interpretation of Scripture to go along with it, where we start to miss the bigger picture that God had for us of his message of love for everybody. So this gospel story starts with the Pharisees confronting Jesus. They want to try to stump him about something that Jesus is bound to say the wrong thing about because he's Jesus. So the thing that they question Jesus about is his proper understanding of divorce. Moses wrote that if a man wants to get divorced, he can go ahead and draft up a divorce certificate and hand it to his wife. And Jesus initiates this conversation that what we think we understand, what we thought we've always known to be right, is maybe more complicated than that. In particular, that one law about divorce left a man in a good position of privilege, but left women pretty helpless if their husbands decided they were done with the marriage. And so Jesus stands up for wives and says, both partners in a lifelong commitment have a promise to keep to each other, and we all need to honor the promises that we keep to one another, marriage being a good example of that, but there's many others. So that sets them up to be in a better place of understanding later when they have a test on this, because Jesus is sitting down and families with kids start coming to him, and the disciples essentially fail this test because despite what Jesus said before about changing the way that we understand our rules, they still think that they need to shoo away these children because it's not proper for them to be talking to a rabbi. They're not the right people. Jesus says, no, that's the worst thing you can do is to send people away from Jesus. Jesus welcomes everyone, and he welcomes the children first, that they should come to him, because if we come to Jesus like kids, that's the only way for us to really come to him at all. If we come to him open-minded and trusting and curious and eager to always learn more. This is the way that Jesus encourages us to approach one another and to live our lives, kind of like kids. That's how we get real inclusion. That's how we get a church for all, if we have that same spirit. If we get over our senses of legalism, if we trust Jesus in all things, if we trust him to lead us through everything, if we ask him questions along the way and always want to get to know him better, and if we welcome everyone as they are with no exception, those prejudices that we pick up along the way when we start to grow up are learned. Children don't think that way. We shouldn't either. This is the vision that Jesus has for us, and we need to work towards it. May it be so. Amen. Something special for World Communion Sunday. Linda Roseborough found this video for us. The tune of this hymn is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's a recognizable tune, but with different words that are about communion. Thank you. Friends, I invite you to receive the benediction. Our God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer will guard our going out and our coming in from this time on and forevermore. And as all God's people, we say together, Amen.
This has been A Church for All with Pastor Natalie Bowerman, originally broadcast October 7th, 2018. What does it look like to honor all diversity? How do we honor the uniqueness of each individual and yet unite together through what we have in common?
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.